costs. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,774, the NASDAQ at 69.39. Sports, the Wizards fall to the Hawks in Atlanta. The Caps lose to the Rangers in New York. College basketball, Georgetown loses its Big East opener. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
Mark Levin, 6 to 9 p.m.
I really think it's my public duty as a public service to give you a little bit more information.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The news is out, and as the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that interest rate increases are imminent in the next year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you may be thinking these rate increases have nothing to do with you, but mark my words, the Fed's increase in rates will impact every person with a car loan, credit cards, furniture loan, line of credit, and of course, a mortgage. With the future of home interest tax deductibility questionable and rate increases on the horizon, you can't afford to wait. We offer purchase, refinance, debt consolidation, and elimination of PMI. We're the fastest growing local Christian mortgage company for a reason, and we'll guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. We had an accident earlier in Washington. Rock Creek Parkway inbound at Virginia. Well, that's gone, so that's good. However, still problematic are those malfunctioning traffic lights on 14th Street Southwest at C, so be careful there. The Beltway's outer loop near Annapolis Road, an accident with lane restrictions. The outer loop between the 270 Spur and River Road, we have a crash there as well. Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue, northbound after Oakwood Drive. Police are on the scene of an accident. University Boulevard, eastbound at Dennis Avenue. Crews are still trying to cap that water main break, so we have two left lanes of ice. The outer loop of the Beltway before River Road, that accident is gone. In Bethesda, the 270 Spur southbound between Democracy Boulevard and the Capitol Beltway, an accident with lane restrictions. Police are there. And Metro's Yellow Line to Mount Vernon Square, service delays there. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be sunny, but only 27. That's it. Clouds later tonight, 20 degrees. Teen suburbs. Sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 37. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 16 in Dumfries, 16 in La Plata, 16 degrees in Washington. One thing we've learned about Donald Trump in his first year, he doesn't get out much. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 7:45 will be the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, to give us a preview of Sunday's game. And at 8:35, it is James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation to discuss the president and the administration's gains, our military gains against ISIS, that you're really not hearing a whole lot about. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here this morning with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Joining us now is James Antle. He's the political editor for the Washington Examiner. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. I wanted to talk to you about what's coming up. We all know in January, discussions are supposed to start about immigration reform. The president has given our lawmakers, given Congress, a March 5th deadline to get it together to codify some clarification to DACA. Where do you think this is going to go and can they get it done by March 5th?
Well, I think they're under a lot of pressure to get it done by March 5th because you're going to have an outcome that most people in Congress don't want to have if they don't. So you have several hundred thousand people who are being protected from deportation under the DACA program right now who will lose that protection. So it kind of creates some pressure for them to act. But, you know, there are a lot of disagreements over what an ultimate solution on the issue would look like. You have the Democrats who are largely supporting a bill called the DREAM Act, which would offer legal status to a much larger population of people than are currently protected by DACA, which is a non-starter to a number of Republicans, while you have Republicans who are mostly willing, including a lot of the toughest immigration hawks in Congress, who are mostly willing to offer legal status to the people protected by DACA, but they want certain concessions in exchange for that, certain enforcement measures like beefed up E-Verify to make sure that illegal immigrants are not being hired. They want penalties for sanctuary cities. And in some cases, they want to curb the ability of people legalized under DACA to sponsor their relatives coming over here as immigrants themselves, so that there isn't a lot of chain migration as a result of a DACA fix. And so whether they can come to some kind of agreement on all of this really remains to be seen.
Well, looking at 2018, this seems to be an issue that I think the Democrats could actually play in their favor if they play the cards right. But continuing to be the party of no and the resistance doesn't get them anywhere. So do you see the Democrats doing something to maybe perhaps provoke a failure of this so they have an issue to run on in 2018? Or is this something you think they want to resolve?
It's certainly been something they've done in the past where they like to blow up any kind of immigration deal, any kind of immigration bill in the past, so that they can run against Republicans as being anti-immigrant and try to drive up the Hispanic vote, which will be pretty important in a lot of places in the midterm elections in November. So they're really trying to retake the House, if they can, the Senate, and obviously angry Hispanic voters would be helpful to them in that regard. That being said, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and a number of other factions in the Democratic Party, I think, really do want some kind of solution to this, because they're representing people who'd be adversely affected by the expiration of DACA. So you would potentially see deportations. You'd certainly see a number of work permits expire and people losing their jobs. So I do think while a lot of Democrats, particularly the Democratic leadership, might like to have this as an issue to run on, there are a number of rank-and-file Democrats who I do think would actually like there to be some kind of legislative fix.
I just want to, before we go any further with this, is DACA even legal? Was that just not an executive order by President Obama, not an actual law?
Well, that's the problem with DACA in the first place, is that there really was no statutory basis for it. Obama justified it on the basis of sort of prosecutorial discretion, which is fine to a certain extent if you're going to say that, we're not going to make it an enforcement priority to go after the types of people who are protected by DACA. But once you start issuing work permits, once you start singling out an entire class of people, you really are getting into a policymaking thing that the president, former president himself, really cast doubt on whether the executive branch had the power to do. Ultimately, this is something that needs to be passed by Congress, and that's one of the reasons why there is a phase out into March to give Congress an opportunity to actually do its job on this and legislate if it chooses to do so.
So we know now that Democrats have suddenly become fiscal hawks, right? They're suddenly,
right,
because when it comes to the tax cut, all of a sudden Democrats are screaming that, oh, it's going to cost $1 trillion. Well, according to the CBO, legalizing DACA, legalizing also Dreamers, would cost us about $26 billion. They say that it would cost the government $25.9 billion over the next 10 years because they would now could claim more tax deductions, education, and benefits that they haven't been able to get before, because a lot of these people will be able to, they would be in that group of people that doesn't pay taxes, and some of them would even get money back for money, taxes that they didn't pay. So where would... do you think Republicans will actually capitalize on that and say, well, wait a minute, you're fiscal hawks. Look at what this is going to cost us according to the CBO. We can't do this. It's irresponsible.
Well, the Democrats will point to whatever it would cost to actually remove the DACA recipients from the country and say that we can't afford that. Obviously, you know, that is the big debate about illegal immigration. Obviously, it costs money to actually enforce the immigration laws. But when you grant legal status to people, you know, the paradox is, you know, you have people here now working, you know, who are paying taxes, but they're not eligible for a lot of government programs. Once they have a permanent legal status, they do become eligible for a number of government programs. Now, in point of fact, often people are already taking advantage of the government programs, regardless of the legalities. But certainly once it is legal to get the earned income tax credit, once it's legal to qualify for various means-tested government welfare programs, you know, the population of people benefiting from them rises, and so does cost.
Jim, in 30 seconds, look into your crystal ball. Who's going to win this fight?
I think there's going to be some kind of legislative fix. I mean, too many people want it to happen. The question is whether Republicans can get, you know, meaningful enforcement concessions, or do they just get a little bit of window dressing and extra money for Border Patrol and things like that, which is helpful, but not really changing the status quo on immigration that much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And have a wonderful new year.
You do the same. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That is James Antle, political editor of the Washington Examiner. It is now 7:15. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Tony. New York Avenue inbound, kind of slow from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's a 15-minute commute. Still problems with the traffic light, 12th Street Northwest and F. Be careful. Use it as a four-way stop. In Lanham, the Beltway's outer loop near 450 Annapolis Road. We have an accident blocking the lane. The outer loop approaching Annapolis Road. An accident moved to the shoulder with police on the scene. Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue northbound right after Oakwood Drive. The good news is an earlier crash has been cleared. Still, that water main break in Silver Spring, though. University Boulevard eastbound to Dennis taking out two lanes. Woodbridge, Hedge Run Drive right after Old Bridge Road. A crash with police there. And Metro's Yellow Line still running with service delays. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, lots of sunshine, a high of 27. Tonight, clear this evening, then becoming cloudy after midnight, a low around 20. And tomorrow, sunshine, some clouds, high of 37. Currently in the nation's capital, 16 degrees at 716 on WMAL.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
The Inspector General, according to this is a story in the Washington Post, the Inspector General released a report about the Department of Justice. So, Tony, you probably know a lot about what's going on in this report here. The Justice Department, according to this report, has, quote, a systemic problem in how it handles sexual harassment complaints. They found that those who have acted improperly often have not received appropriate punishment, and shockingly, some of them have received bonuses for performance rewards, even promotions.
That's right. Let's reward the guilty and punish the innocent.
And I don't think this is a surprise. There's a certain culture in the government. The government, especially when you get, and I'm not necessarily talking state and local government, when you're talking federal government, which is just such a behemoth. It's just so big. It's so easily to kind of get lost in the sauce when you misbehave. I think it's very easy for that to happen. And a lot of times it's just easier for management to just go, okay, and deal with it. You know, we'll give you a slap on the wrist, we dealt with it, and we're going to move on.
Well, I think this is the issue, is that so many of these institutions are, I'll just say it, you know, very male-heavy. And I think anytime you get in a situation, wrongdoing of any flavor tends to be kind of covered up. And in many ways, the people who come forward to complain about it become essentially the problem. And I think that's what the Inspector General's report is going to show, is the people who have come forward, complained, often file retaliation, or often become the subject of retaliation or ridicule. And again, it's not just about women. This has been going on. There's another report coming up, apparently, on this guy named, what was a former FBI director? What's his name? Comey. That's him.
Oh, him? Oh.
I think he's been under investigation by the same IG. So, boy, that guy's been busy. Over there, that IG, man, you know, I wonder if he's like got a staff doing double overtime.
Let me ask you a question since you brought up Comey and another investigation being done by the Inspector General. We'll go more into this. I'll give you more details. But just one quick question here for you, because I think the audience will love to know this.
Sure.
Do you believe that the Inspector General and the Inspector General's office has the ability to remain nonpartisan?
You know, I spent half a day on this subject yesterday, and this is no small issue. There's a real debate now going on within the IG community. The IGs themselves are designed to be completely independent. They essentially become their own entity. Congress has directed it. So the idea here is you have these watchers out there doing the hard work, like this guy at DOJ. But what happens if you get a bad apple in the IG? Who's watching the watchers? So there's some real issues right now, Mary, going on. As a matter of fact, later today, I'll be back in meetings on this very issue. And I was meeting with certain Trump officials yesterday on one of the issues that came up was the selectee for the CIA IG. Who was essentially torpedoed by in hearings recently. So we've got to be cognizant of the fact that we have to pick the right people to be the oversight guys.
Absolutely. Michael Horowitz, who is the Justice Department Inspector General, said in an interview, we're talking about presidential appointees, political appointees, FBI special agents in charge, U.S. attorneys, wardens, a chief deputy U.S. marshal, a U.S. marshal assistant director, a deputy assistant attorney general. It just goes on and on and on. Right. The cases examined by the IG's office include a U.S. attorney who had a sexual relationship with a subordinate and sent harassing texts and emails when it ended. A civil division lawyer who groped various body parts of two female trial attorneys. And a chief deputy U.S. marshal who admitted to having sex with approximately 9 women on multiple occasions in his U.S. marshal's service office.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Was it a massage parlor?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
insane.
In August, a group of 17 Justice Department employees wrote to Rod Rosenstein saying that some of them had experienced or witnessed sexual harassment at the department. In the letter, the DOJ Gender Equality Network, which has hundreds of members throughout the department, said it wanted to help Rosenstein's office formulate steps to achieve a zero-tolerance environment. We are aware of the letter and are taking steps to receive their input. Here's my problem with this whole zero tolerance thing. I sometimes fear that that goes the opposite direction. The pendulum swings too far the other way. Look at yesterday we were talking about NBC and their reaction to the Matt Lauer sexual harassment, what happened with all of that. They have now issued new guidelines, according to Page Six, that you can't take a cab home together. With an employee.
See, that's getting silly.
You can't take a vegan to a steakhouse. That's harassment. To hug, if you want to hug another employee, you have to get permission. You can embrace that person, quickly move away so that your bodies don't make contact. I mean, it's just such micromanagement. No office romances. Anybody who is dating someone in the office, the other employees are supposed to rat them out. So while I do believe these problems need to be addressed, and they obviously are deep in our DOJ, and they need to be addressed. I don't like this whole zero tolerance thing. I don't want to see it go the other way. Really don't. We'll keep you updated on this. It's 7:22 on WMAL.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
There are seven continents, seven seas, but we'd argue more than seven wonders. For a limited time, enjoy two free perks, like complimentary drinks and Wi-Fi, plus savings for everyone in your stateroom when you book now during the Celebrity Cruises Sail Beyond event. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY or your travel agent today. Offer expires January 31st, 2018 and applies to select sailings and stateroom categories. Additional restrictions apply. Ship registry, Malta and Ecuador.
7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, Mary. Police are directing traffic on 12th Street Northwest at F because it's just too darn cold for the traffic lights to work properly. We'll let you know when that clears up. This traffic report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now in Silver Spring, big problems on University Boulevard eastbound at Dennis Avenue. An ongoing water main break. Two left lanes are blocked. Richmond Highway northbound at Fry Road in Fairfax. An accident takes out one lane. In Woodbridge, Headley Road at Galveston Court, an accident. All lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. Hedges Road Drive after Old Bridge Road, an accident with police there as well. And as far as mass transit is concerned, Metro's Blue Line and Orange Line and Silver Line all running with service delays. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little northwest wind and clear sky means very cold temperatures for the morning. Wind chills single digits above and below zero in some spots. Mostly sunny, very cold this afternoon. Breezy 27. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 16 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
about what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. We should do that. So Reuters Ipsos did a national poll. It was released yesterday. They asked more than 3,000 American adults to consider eight different scenarios and then asked them to decide if they would personally label each to be an example of sexual harassment.
Right.
Because that's a big problem.
It is.
I think what some people consider sexual harassment, other people don't consider it at all. And you know, and maybe because I grew up with brothers, for 99% of, well, not 99, I would say like maybe 90% of what a lot of people would classify sexual harassment, I just go and walk away.
Right.
I don't consider myself harassed in any way, shape, or form. I just walk away. I'm like, oh, you're ignorant, and walk away.
Right.
Most adults in the poll was conducted between December 13th and 18th. So this was after Matt Lauer and all these big sexual harassment cases. Most of the adults in the poll agreed that acts like intentional groping or kissing without someone's consent amounted to sexual harassment. I agree with that. If you're going to kiss me when I don't want you to, or touch me in some way, shape, or form, you know, like hugging me, that's harassment, and it's wrong. Here's where things got a little dicey and where people started to differ. When asked about unwanted compliments about your appearance, which men love to tell women what they think. 38%
Well, you can be polite about it, but I know what you're saying.
Yes, but if you're telling me that without unwanted compliments, you're right. Some people can say it, like you could say to me, wow, it's a really nice sweater. I like it.
I often say, like, well, yeah, I mean, certain dresses, that's a great dress.
Right.
That's a great dress.
But other people and men will yell and shout things on the street. 38% of adults said this is sexual harassment. 41% said it did not. What I thought interesting is how it differs by age.
Yeah.
Majority of young people think a lot more things are sexual harassment than older people do, except sending unsolicited nude photos of themselves.
That's okay.
Younger people seem to think that that's just fine and that's not harassment at all. There's nothing wrong with that. So we're seeing a generational divide. 729 on WMAO.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with more seller success stories courtesy of my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Success happens when you choose the right realtor to sell your home. And Debbie and Sarah are top performers, ranked one of the top real estate agents in the DC area. Debbie and Sarah sold over 400 homes last year alone and will sell your home guaranteed at a price acceptable to you in writing. The Reynolds team has over 5,500 exclusive ready buyers who are looking to buy right now. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. Debbie and Sarah took all the stress out for Shannon and handled all the details selling her beautiful Manassas home. Wow, they went under contract in just one day for $13,000 over the asking price. Guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. All the reasons why hundreds of families chose Debbie and Sarah Reynolds to sell their home and why you should too. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
And coming up, we're going to give a rundown of President Trump and the administration and their wins and losses with the UN. I mean, there's some big wins, but there's also some things they could be addressing. It's 7:30 and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. It is cold out there this morning. Temperatures are in the teens right now. Wind chills are in the single digits. And it's not just here, says meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
Over 30 record low temperatures were set Wednesday morning. That cold air shifts eastward, so you're waking up to a bitter, bitter start to your Thursday morning across New England, from D.C. to New York all the way to Boston. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued wind chill warnings across upstate New York all the way to Maine.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. Officials in Alabama are set today to certify the results of the U.S. Senate special election that was won by Democrat Doug Jones, but Republican Roy Moore has gone to court to try to stop it.
It basically says that this action requests the courts to issue an order directing that a new special election be held, or alternatively, that finding as to the extent of voter fraud be determined with regard to its impact upon the current results. Basically, Roy Moore is asking them to further investigate these allegations of voter fraud.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. A carjacking suspect is in jail in Fairfax County this morning after leading police in a high-speed chase last night that ended in a crash in Herndon that left 8 people injured. 2 Loudoun County Sheriff's deputies who were shot and wounded on Christmas Eve have now gone home from the hospital. Both were shot while trying to take a Sterling man into custody during a domestic incident on Sunday evening. Douglas Johnson Jr. is now charged with attempted capital murder. Baltimore has now hit 343 homicides for the year. That is a new record for killings per capita in Charm City. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,774. The Nasdaq at 6939. Sports sponsored by Rock and Roll Marathon Series, the Caps suffer their third straight loss, falling to the Rangers. The Wizards lose in Atlanta. College basketball, Georgetown loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rock and Roll Marathon Series is gearing up for the best year yet in 2018. This best-in-class running experience is one you won't want to miss. This is where everything you love about running comes together, where miles of music motivate you and bands and fans line the course. Register now. RunRockAndRoll.com.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
More and more people are choosing to work during retirement. Many are opting for more flexible hours or are pursuing a new and different career. As you make these decisions, it's important to review your assets, cash flow, and expenses. Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your retirement.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve Gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Blue Line and Orange Line running with service delays. They're single tracking between the Stadium Armory and Eastern Market because of a track problem outside Potomac Avenue. Delays in both directions, so bundle up and be patient. New York Avenue inbound approaching Bladensburg Road Northeast. Do watch out for a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. Couple of problems in Woodbridge. Hedges Run Drive after Old Bridge Road a crash. And Honley Road at Galveston Court, an accident blocking all lanes there. In Lanham, the Beltway's outer loop near Annapolis Road, there's a crash. Some lane restrictions in effect. And in New Carrollton, the outer loop approaching Annapolis Road, an accident moved through the shoulder. And police are on the scene. 12th Street and F in the district. A malfunctioning traffic light. Police are directing in Silver Spring. University Boulevard eastbound at Dennis. Still a water main break closing two left lanes. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Weather Channel forecast.
A little northwest wind and clear sky means very cold temperatures for the morning. Wind chills single digits above and below zero in some spots. Mostly sunny, very cold this afternoon. Breezy 27. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 14 in Haymarket, 15 in Bethesda, 16 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning to you on this Thursday morning. Very, very cold Thursday morning. Joining us in about 10 minutes is Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, with a preview of Sunday's game against the Giants. And at 8:35, James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation will be joining us. ISIS is on the run. What did this president do that the last president did not do in order to beat ISIS? I'm Mary Walter, and I am here with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning.
Hey, Mary. Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Let's talk about President Trump.
Yeah.
and the UN. You know, we had Nikki Haley, who really handed it to the UN very forcefully. I love the way she handled it. There were talk of comments being made about, hey, you know, Nikki Haley may be the first female president we may see here, because she sat there when they took this vote on Jerusalem and handed it to them and said, we will remember this. And then we got news a couple of days later that the administration was cutting a $285 million from the budget, which is not a lot, but it was a definite signal to the UN that this president says something and then backs it up. He doesn't just say something that he doesn't mean that he's going to do. So Breitbart broke down what they believe are the wins and losses for this administration. So a win for this administration against the UN withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accords.
No doubt.
And this happened in June. Of course, and I like to keep track of the liberal hysteria and what we're all going to die from that this president does.
That's all they did.
So in June, it was, we're all going to die because of we withdrew from the Paris Climate Accords. And people, you know, polar bears are going to die and people are going to die and it's going to be horrible and the oceans are going to rise and we're all going to drown.
Let me speak on this for a second. I have a degree in environmental studies, one of the few conservatives that do. And I can tell you from experience from the early 80s when I got my degree, it's always been about hysteria. Everything is ending. Peak oil. Oh, my God, we're going to be running around in 15-year-old cotton trousers because we can't grow cotton because everything is going to... I mean, it's just always gloom and doom. So I think it was a good move.
Well, good. And it's for someone who has an environmental degree.
That's
so
right.
That's good. So President Trump dropped Obama administration efforts to force us to bear that economic burden of addressing global climate change. All right. Number two, the speech to the UN General Assembly. Remember that speech that the president gave in September where he talked openly about North Korea, threatening to destroy North Korea.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. He told the truth about the Iranian regime.
Yep.
He blasted socialism, the best line. This is one of the best lines. The problem in Venezuela is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that socialism has been faithfully implemented. Phenomenal line.
Yeah, and true.
He stood up for the idea of national sovereignty rather than rule by unaccountable supranational bureaucrats.
Just like the superdelegates in the Democrat Party.
Yes.
Only bigger.
Exactly.
Our bureaucrats are bigger than yours.
Exactly. Withdrawal from UNESCO. UNESCO being the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. This happened in October. He pulled out of that because of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic bias. With that, we had Ambassador Haley say, just as we said in 1984 when President Reagan withdrew from UNESCO, U.S. taxpayers should no longer be on the hook to pay for policies that are hostile to our values and make a mockery of justice and common sense.
Imagine that.
We seem to be the only ones defending Israel. It's pretty much just us. That's what it seems to be. Number four, withdrawal from the Global Compact on Migration. This happened in early December, and this was pretty interesting, and this was important. What this basically did, and the UN was very upset about this, because it would have been, the migrants would have all come to America.
Right.
That's pretty much what they wanted us for. That's what this was all about. Of, we're going to take our poor people and our troublemakers and all the rest of the world, and we're going to send them to America, and you should take them because that's the right thing to do.
That's right.
And you're racist and xenophobic if you don't. We're horrible people. It also had provisions in it like a commitment to provide, quote, access to sexual and reproductive health care services to, quote, unquote, migrants. So in other words, and you'll pick up the tab for all of their medical care while you're at it.
Always.
Jerusalem, obviously moving the UN, our embassy to Jerusalem.
And getting a railroad station named after President Trump.
Yes,
the Trump railroads. Train,
yes. Now, things where they said they surrendered. We stayed in the UN Human Rights Council. The UN Human Rights Council, as we know, is made up of countries that have horrific records with human rights.
Yeah, don't the Iranians run that?
China is in there, too.
Yeah.
So the Obama administration, you know, reported America's own human... We confessed our own rights abuses to the UN Human Rights Council. And the Trump administration, according to Breitbart, should have pulled out of this. They say by staying in, it grants legitimacy to the organization. In October, the Trump administration declared United Nations Day to recognize the more than seven decades of contributions the United Nations has made to peace and security among nations. I don't have a problem about this.
We should have a UN day when we move the UN to Yemen. and free up that real estate in New York City. That's the day I want to celebrate.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are not happy with it being here.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with United Nations Day. It's a day. Who cares? Budget reform. John Bolton, as we know, has been arguing a lot about the UN. There are several UN agencies that we should just defund, period. Shouldn't
right.
be paying into them. Just defund them. He had a piece in the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday about this. And in addition, the U.S. should push for changes to the budgeting process so that it's not mandatory to contribute based on capacity to pay, which we know is socialism.
Right.
Rather, it should be voluntary, according to Ambassador Bolton. Now, you don't want to pay. I don't agree with that. We're not supporting that.
Or pay him in, like, you know, instant pizzas.
But overall, frozen kudos pizza. To the Trump administration for sticking it to the UN and staying strong with your words. 743 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply, and if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Cold Arctic air not going anywhere as we head through today.
It's 7:45 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. 12th Street Northwest and F, we have problems with the traffic light, so police are directing traffic there. 195 westbound between Washington Boulevard and 95, we have an accident. The right merge lane partially blocked, and the right shoulder is blocked as well. In Silver Spring, University Boulevard eastbound to Dennis Avenue, a water main break, blocking two left lanes. Richmond Highway northbound after Fry Road in Fairfax. Good news, that accident I talked about earlier is gone. Now, 642 eastbound near the Prince William Parkway, the road is closed because of a crash. And keep in mind, Metro's blue and orange lines are running with service delays. They're single tracking between Stadium Armory and Eastern Market, all because of a track problem outside Potomac Avenue. So we have delays in both directions. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little northwest wind and clear sky means very cold temperatures for the morning. Wind chills single digits above and below zero in some spots. Mostly sunny, very cold this afternoon. Breezy 27. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 16 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
How do you take that 401k and make it last in retirement? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
A man with his own theme song, Larry Michael, is with us. Larry, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Listen, and the Redskins are doing well also, coming off a couple of wins here. You're playing the Giants on Sunday, beat the Giants last time around. Are we going to look for a repeat here?
Well, you sure hope so. It doesn't seem like that long ago. That game was played on Thanksgiving, which it just seems like just yesterday, really. But you know what? You finish a year like this for the Redskins after all the injuries they've had. It's been a real roller coaster year. So you'd like to finish with the win and finish with three straight wins, get the record to 500, not what everybody was looking for. And I know that that's not satisfactory to most Redskin fans, but under the circumstances with all the injuries they've had and the manner in which they really hung in there at the end of the year, I think it's been impressive. So it's going to be cold in New York. I know they're in New Jersey. It's supposed to be temperatures in the teens for kickoff on Sunday. And so we'll see who the bravest players are, because if you're playing just to finish the season and it's 15 degrees, I got to believe some players would pack it in under those conditions.
And thank you for noting that they play in New Jersey, not New York.
Well, of course, I know you're from New Jersey, and that's important to you. And the Meadowlands is just a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. But it's not New York. It is not New York.
Hey, well,
thank you.
I was actually at that last game at Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, I almost ran into you when you were in the suite there, and you ran right by me. But my question has to do with that game. The Redskins seem to struggle all the way through that game. I mean, do you see it? Again, what do you, the cold's going to be a factor, no doubt, but it affects both teams. What do you see coming here, Larry, with this?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think it's been, again, a real odd year. I think when the Redskins won in Seattle, that was a high point. No one expected them to win in Seattle earlier in the year. It kind of boosted everybody's hopes that this could be a playoff year. Then the loss in New Orleans, which was really disappointing at the end of the game. They had the game in hand and they couldn't hold on. I think kind of used up some of their emotional gas at that point in the year. And then they got through that Giant game. They really needed a win. But then they fell two straight at Dallas and at L.A. against the Chargers, which really was the bottoming out of the team, I think, this year. And then they came back and won the last two games. So I would be shocked if they didn't play well in this game. I think they've had a good work week. And then you look and see what's going on up 95 with the Giants. They've had all kinds of turmoil. They really have had their worst season in many, many years. They're 2-13. They've got an interim coach. They don't have a general manager. So, I mean, if you look at the two programs, I would think the Redskins, I really feel the Redskins will play well. They really want to finish the season well. And they've got a little bit of momentum here at the end of the year by virtue of the two wins they've had in the last two games.
Well, I've seen them play brilliantly. They've seemed like they've got some amazing skills. And when it comes together very well. What do you think it's going to take to make that more consistent? Is it going to be the coaching, or what do you think is going to have to do that next
season? Well, I mean, I think number one, you got to find a way to stay healthy. This has just been a ridiculously injured year for the team. I think you do need to get a little help in a couple of positions. The big question mark starting on Monday is going to be Kirk Cousins, and you know, will he come back? Will they be able to negotiate a contract for him to come back? I sure hope so. I think the Redskins fans want to see that happen. But, you know, it's been a great year with our relationship with MAL. I want to get that in before we break, because it was a long time coming. Had a lot of people along the way this year have mentioned how happy they are to hear us on WMAL again. So I think it's just from that perspective, the future is extremely bright for Redskins Radio, teaming up with the radio station. And hopefully the team next year will be in playoff contention this time of year. And this won't be our final pregame interview. Maybe we'll take these interviews into January 2019. I sure hope so.
That would be fantastic. And we love having the Redskins, obviously, on the station. It's just been a wonderful partnership. On an up note here, the Giants have set the franchise record for the most losses in a single season. Yeah. So I have hope.
It's all looking up.
It's all looking up. And we now, the Redskins announced that they have signed Casanova McKenzie, former Auburn linebacker. So that is also good news. Starting to see some signings and some hopeful new players coming onto the team. So lots and lots of good news. Larry, Happy New Year.
Same to you guys. And again, we appreciate everybody listening to WML on game days. It's been a great year when it comes to our broadcast. And
hopefully we can wrap it up with a win on Sunday.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Larry.
752 on WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.38% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today at 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.38%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on WMAL. Call them today at 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday Eve, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Happy Friday Eve to you. Almost through the week. Stock futures right now are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street as we finish up these last two trading days of the year. European stocks are flat. Asia was mixed. Bitcoin prices are under pressure. Stocks off blockchain-related companies are down in the pre-market after South Korea announced that it would implement new rules in an effort to regulate cryptocurrency trading. Snap is reportedly developing a program called Stories Everywhere that will allow third-party publishers to embed Snapchat content on their websites. The idea is apparently to accelerate user growth for Snapchat, which has been stalling. In some states, homeowners are being allowed to pay their 2018 local property taxes early so that they can take advantage of the deduction before the $10,000 cap kicks in under the new federal tax overhaul. But the IRS says, hey, not so fast. The agency says prepaid 2018 property taxes must be assessed, billed, and paid in 2017 to claim the deduction. And on this day in 1849, M. Jolly Bellin discovered dry cleaning when he accidentally tossed over a lamp containing turpentine and oil on his clothing and saw its dry cleaning effect. Landon Dowdy, I'm on CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Undergraduate classes start January 8th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi, Mary. Happy Friday Eve. I like that. Apparently, nobody wants to work in this bitter cold weather, including the traffic lights at 12th Street Northwest and F. They're not working properly, so police are directing and doing the job instead. 195 westbound between Washington Boulevard and 95. We have an accident. The right merge lane is partially blocked, and the shoulder is blocked as well. This report, sponsored by Spot Hero. University Boulevard eastbound to Dennis Avenue. Watch out for that ongoing water main break taking out the two left lanes. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, a 20-minute commute. 95 headed north from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge. It's more like 11 minutes, and we do have some problems on the metro. Silver Line between Wheeling and Boston. We have mass transit delays there. Trains are operating between these stations due only because of a track problem outside Potomac Avenue. Use the blue-orange trains to continue your trip. The Blue Line and Orange Line service delays there. They're single tracking between Stadium Armory and Eastern Market because of a track problem outside Potomac Avenue. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, by the way, can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bitter cold Arctic air not going anywhere as we head through today. Clear sky, very cold this morning when you factor in that northwesterly breeze. Plenty of sunshine today, 27. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 16 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years. Literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a Ford commercial vehicle center trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can configure your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the area's largest selection of commercial trucks, vans, and any size or configuration. From the new Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new Transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you're just days away from joining me at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Do you have your tickets yet? You're going to get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package now before they sell out at WMAL.com/New Year. That's WMAL.com/New Year.
Book your package today.
Hello. Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Courses on whiteness? What the heck's going on? I missed this stuff when I was in college, and a course on queer God? What?
Yeah, I'll see where your tuition money is being spent.
Yeah.
Also, who are the most admired man and woman in the country? You might be surprised. Then again, maybe not. It's 8 o'clock, and WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Bitter cold weather has taken hold of Washington and much of the northern U.S., and it's expected to stay put for days, says meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
This is what it feels like when you step outside. You factor in the winds and the cold temperatures. It's only one lonely degree in the Big Apple. 25 degrees below freezing for Green Bay. Duluth, negative 19. Very bone-chilling air expected today. And again, right as we head into the holiday weekend.
Our full forecast is just ahead. 8 people were hurt in a crash in Herndon last night that ended a high-speed police chase. Fairfax County authorities were after a suspect who they say assaulted a child, then carjacked a pickup truck. The crash happened near the intersection of Frying Pan Road and Centerville Road. Roy Moore is going to court to try to stop Alabama from certifying Democrat Doug Jones as the winner of the special U.S. Senate election. Moore filed suit last night, just hours ahead of today's meeting of state canvassing board members to officially declare Jones the winner. The Washington Post reports that President Trump's legal team is preparing for the possibility that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn will try to accuse the president or his senior aides of wrongdoing. The Post says the plan is to cast Flynn as a liar who's out to protect himself. The father of two missing Montgomery County children will be busy in the new year looking for the bodies of his children and going to Annapolis.
Troy Turner says he's going to advocate for legislation to help victims like his children, Sarah and Jacob, who went missing 3 years ago.
The system doesn't protect the victims in any way, shape, or form. Right now, it's just Catherine Hoggle versus the state of Maryland. My kids don't count.
He's concerned if their mother, Catherine, gets out of the psych hospital where she's being held, she could hurt their remaining child. He wants legislation that would protect children like his from parents like Catherine.
To where they can at least be held until that child is of age and majority, where they can at least protect themselves, you know, and not live in fear.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Baltimore police are going back to the drawing board, as it were, now that the FBI has declined to take over the investigation into the murder of Detective Sean Suter in November.
It's not square one, but
we have to go back and literally put all the evidence on the table,
says Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis. He says the FBI's rejection should put to rest any conspiracy theory surrounding police detective Sean Suter's death, as they say they couldn't find any connection between his death and any federal investigations. Suter was set to testify the next day against other officers charged in a corruption case.
So what we have left before us is a murder committed by a yet-to-be-identified perpetrator.
Davis says he's looking at bringing in outside experts, but in the meantime,
the reward still stands at $215,000.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vanity Fair is apologizing for a video they made that mocks Hillary Clinton and her presidential aspirations.
Take up a new hobby in the new year. Volunteer work, knitting, improv comedy, literally anything that'll keep you from running again.
Officials at Vanity Fair say that video was an attempt at humor that they say regrettably missed the mark. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,774. The Nasdaq at 69.39. Sports, the Wizards lose in Atlanta. The Caps lose to the Rangers. College basketball, Georgetown loses to Butler in double overtime. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon.